We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Lee.
Yes.
The way that Iran is being covered by the media, you would think they had never been a problem in the past.
Exactly.
You would think they had always been perfectly reasonable. They'd never been dangerous or anything. They'd never promised death to Israel. Chanted death to America, enriched heavy, at their enriched uranium at their heavy water facility. There's no use for that other than weaponry. You'd think that they had never done any of these things. You would think they had never threatened to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Yeah. They had never been a problem until Donald J. Trump assumed the White House.
Never being called a state sponsor of terrorism by previous Democratic administrations.
No, that never happened. You would think that. You know what's fascinating about what Trump did yesterday? And this is such a new way of thinking in Washington that it completely caught me off guard. Like, I've never seen anything like this. You know, I mean, Washington's always wanted war with Iran. The neocons have for a long time. Just anything for war with Iran. It didn't matter. I mean, Lindsey Graham was like, yeah, they might put a nuke in a shipping container, so let's go to war. They hit our drone, let's wipe out their Navy. And it's just any excuse for war. We just want to have a war. And I don't know why, but they do. And so, you know, I mean, for Trump to handle this way, it was fascinating. You know what I think was the most interesting thing about it in the end? When you look at what he did with the sanctions yesterday on Iran, which Iran was not happy with, he gave Iran the one retaliation it didn't really want. Iran wanted us to hit them. They wanted us to hit them so they could scream warmonger, Trump's a nut. The Democrats wanted Trump to hit Iran so they could scream warmonger, Trump's a nut. The last thing the Iranians wanted, the dead last thing they wanted, was more sanctions. Because the reason this is all going on is because the Iranian economy has been broken by Trump putting those sanctions back on Iran. I mean, they are desperate. People are in the streets. The leadership risks losing control of Iran, which would be the best thing to happen to Iran in a long time, decades. I mean, that would be an awesome outcome there. That country has a civilian base that is not in line with its leadership, in the majority. I mean, you could see Iran emerge as a democracy. I mean, that is actually a possibility if we can collapse the leadership. And so Trump, they screamed loudly yesterday, I think, Lee, because Trump did the one thing they desperately did not want. They were still in the last set of sanctions able to sell oil to Asia, which was barely keeping their economy afloat. They can't anymore. I mean, they are. You want to talk about back up against the wall? You think there were people in the streets before? Their economy is based on oil. So, I mean, if Iran could have chosen from three options, one, have a missile silo taken out, we lose 150 people. You know, or a missile launch site, whatever you call it. I'm not an expert on weaponry. I admit that. We'll have a missile launch site taken out, we lose 150 people. Option A. Option B, sanctions that strangle our ability to sell oil to nearly 100% can't sell oil. Which would they have chosen? Oh, option A. 150 people, lose a missile site? Oh, that'd have been awesome. It's what they wanted. They didn't get it. They didn't get what they wanted. They got what they least wanted. It was beautiful to watch.
And apparently what many Democrats did not expect Trump to do.
No. No, and this has got them totally spun out. Okay, because like Beto O'Rourke, you know, who's desperately trying to be relevant, skateboard ain't working anymore. He launched a war tax plan.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, middle and upper middle class families would be taxed to pay for wars. You know, they were all planning on Trump going, you know, to war, and they'd call it a war if we bombed them or something like that. And they were going to make Trump look bad. Well, he got caught flat footed. So it's just not going to be a war at this time. Chuck Schumer. Did you see Schumer? I never thought I would see this in my lifetime. Schumer was beside himself, branding Trump a madman for not killing Iranians. Because he pulled off the retaliation at the last minute. He stopped it because it would have killed people. You know, he is an unstable madman.
I've got one question for you about this whole situation. This is something I haven't heard from Democrats that I thought I would hear when this happened. And this is sort of the sideshow going on with all this. Remember right after the drone was downed by Iran, mm-hmm. and Trump was talking about taking military action, or that all options were on the table.
Right.
Well, didn't we have Vladimir Putin tell, make it public that Trump better not do anything militarily to Iran? Well, he didn't. Why have Democrats not been talking about, see, he's a Putin puppet?
That is a major oversight on their part.
Well, I think it's,
you're right.
I think that this is showing that there is a little bit of political intelligence with Democrats. Maybe I'm giving them way too much credit.
You are.
Well, this is true. But I'm trying to be nice here.
I know.
Just I'm wondering if it's not because they would then have to ally themselves with the one group that they are posing as the biggest threat to the American democracy, in air quotes. Because if
that's an interesting point, I don't know.
Because if they start saying, see, Trump's doing what Putin wanted, because Putin did come out and say, you'd better not do any military action. This should not happen. We don't, this is a dangerous thing to be going down. And of course, you've always got Democrats trying to, advance the whole collusion and Putin puppet thing with Trump. And they didn't use that opportunity. And I was just wondering why. And I think that's pretty much because they would then have to ally themselves with the people that they want to portray as the biggest threat.
Possibly. I don't know. It's a good point. It's fascinating. Yeah, that's an oversight. I could see days of that coverage, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't do it. I don't know why. Good point. Jim in Greenville. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, good morning. I'm one of the Marines that was off Iran. I texted you last week about this in 1980. The Iranians, you mentioned first thing in the program that America has forgotten who these people are. The Iranians overthrew the Shah. Jimmy Carter refused to support the Shah. They blamed the United States for this. Communist agents with the, I forgot the name of the organization. They worked alongside those who were with the line of the Imam Khomeini in overthrowing the government. Khomeini then murdered everybody who was not a Muslim. He killed over 150,000 people his first year. The creation of that type of an organization led to the overthrow of our embassy, the holding of our people for 444 days. Khomeini then created Hezbollah and the madrasas in Iraq. They then blew up the American embassy in Beirut. They blew up the French embassy in Beirut. They blew up the Marine barracks in Beirut. They have started and worked directly with the Syrians in the civil war in Beirut. They have blown up embassies in South America. They have moved Hezbollah training camps into South America and Venezuela. They are the ones most recently responsible for building the copper fluid IED bombs, where they explode the copper as a part of the IED to create a molten liquid that will melt right through the armor. And this is one of the things that has murdered American troops. This is one of the greatest terrorist regimes the world has ever known. And the willing accomplices in the media have been constantly bashing us, saying it's our fault that these people try to kill us for imagined slights that happened over the years that really had nothing to do with the United States.
And so you're, Jim, that was a brilliant recap. I may replay your phone call later. Wow. But and you're talking about, kind of what I said opening the show is this, the media is acting like, Iran's not been a big deal until Donald Trump was president. Now they're off the chain and wow, they were just fine before. And what you just laid out, they were not fine before.
Well, there was a lot of sympathy for Iran. They've been walked over by everybody. They've been invaded by the Russians. They've been invaded by the Iraqis and the Syrians and a little bit from the Afghanistan and Pakistan side. But the thing is the thing that's really stuck in everybody's craw is they claim the CIA is responsible for the overthrow of Mossadegh. That was a British operation in order to keep British petroleum alive. And the CIA only played a part in spreading disinformation and in helping to stuff the ballot boxes. It is also a myth that it was only the CIA and the British intelligence agencies that did that, because Mossadegh's people were stuffing the ballot boxes against the Shah. This was a two-way street, isn't this? And we needed to keep the Soviets at bay, and that's why our CIA worked with British intelligence doing that. Now, it wasn't a very nice thing to do, but that's the type of world that you live in when you're in the intelligence agencies. Well, this has been overblown, and because of the left-wing influence of our media, they've done nothing but concentrate on that instead of the reasons why. And there's a lot of things you can get into. They can say that the Shah has killed, I think, as many, the highest number I've heard is 30,000 through Savak, his private agency there, his own private security police. Well, Khomeini has killed over 1 million, and that was just in his first 20 years. And now we have a government that literally will take a gay person, whether they are genuinely gay or accused, and hang them from a crane. They will whip women for not wearing a hijab. They will beat you if you don't submit to the Sharia law that these people have created. And our darling media think that we're the aggressors in all this. It makes no sense.
Wow. Jim, you have just put it in better terms than I ever could have in this segment. In fact, producer Chris, let's pull that phone call. That's the best phone call I've gotten for a long time. We had a genius phone call award. We would give that out. But that's a great recap of just literally 30 years of Iran. The aggression. This is why they're a state sponsor of terror. I mean, so the idea that Iran was totally under control. They were really awesome. Everything was going great until Donald J. Trump took office. I mean, just not true. Thank you for your service, too, Jim, in the Marine Corps. Appreciate that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So do you remember Mitch McConnell, Republican leader, trying to scuttle the tariff deal with Mexico, desperately trying to help Mexico avoid any kind of tariffs? Desperate. Yeah, no, desperate. I mean, it might have stopped the flow illegally over our border. We might be safe in this country. We can't have that. And so he's threatening the president, and he's trying to, don't choose Mr. President. And he's trying to tell Mexico, ignore this man, our president. No, he just, no, we're going to take his tariff authority away. Did you see Mitch McConnell last week, by the way, what he did? His comment about how great the tariffs were working in Mexico. Golly, these people. Nothing like, they're not like you and I. They're not. They have a tolerance to hypocrisy. It's almost sociopathic, honestly. Well, how's that disastrous tariff deal working now? Do you remember the hysteria last week? Was it last week or the week before? I'll lose track. There's always so much hysteria every time Trump says the word tariff, and nothing bad ever happens for the most part. How's that working out? Well, it's terrible. I mean, the world is about to end. Wait. He didn't even have to put tariffs on them, and Mexico's deployed how many troops again? Mitch? Oh, 1,500? No, 15,000 troops. 15,000 troops. Mexico's defense minister said Monday the nation has deployed nearly 15,000 troops to its northern border to increase border enforcement. Part of the deal to avoid what? What was that again? Oh! U.S. tariffs on Mexican goods. This was going to be a disaster, except then it wasn't. God, folks, you know what? We have always had so much power as a country. I mean, this is opening up so many possibilities every day watching Trump. What could we do in the world, and what could we have done? I mean, our position's always been, we can't question anything. We got to let everybody run over us. If Europe wants to charge higher tariffs on our goods coming into their markets to block us, then we're, you know, charging on theirs. Well, we should do that because we've been doing it since World War II. Well, that was to allow them to rebuild after World War II. That was like, you know, in the 40s. It's not even the same century, morons. Yes, but we have to maintain. Why? Because we have to. We have a ton of power to make, to do good things for ourselves and our country, but also for the world. And Trump is projecting that on a very limited basis. He's not even doing anywhere near what we could do. That would take the actual support of the Republican leadership to back him, so we wouldn't be alone on an island every time he did it. This is, now keep in mind, these are the Mexicans who, what was it? Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? I lose track. I'm sorry. The summer's going fast. They're screaming and yelling about how unfair and terrible this was and how they'd never, ever do it. And then the media freaked, oh my God, they're not going to do it. This is going to be terrible. This is going to be the end of the world. The Mexican government, who, was it a week or 2 weeks ago, said they would never, ever, ever, ever do this, just said this. Quote, we have a total deployment between the National Guard and the Army units of 14,000, almost 15,000 men in the north of the country. Defense Minister Luis Crescencio Sandoval said on a Monday, at a Monday joint press conference with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Okay. This is the guy, Mr. Obrador, whose main plank on his platform when he ran, he describes himself as a soft Marxist, was that Mexican citizens had a responsibility to illegally immigrate to Mexico, but not just go to America, but not just go wherever. They were to settle along the border so they could, in time, take over those small cities in particular and through city councils and things like that, open the border completely. So they erased the border so there would be no border, that they could do this at the local level. It was brilliant strategy. That guy, Trump got that guy, who was saying this at every campaign stop, to deploy 15,000 troops to the northern border. Oh. Whoa. In addition, Mexico had previously announced its plans to deploy 6,000 National Guardsmen to its southern border with Guatemala. But its plans to beef up security on the border with the U.S., the northern border, had not previously been disclosed. Whoa. You know what this means? I know this is going to shock y'all. Because we provide more income to the Mexican economy than any other economic activity, we have a lot of power. We have a lot of power. Keep in mind, again, the Republican leadership was in hysterics over this less than 2 weeks ago. How's it working out? Here's Brandon Judd, head of the Border Patrol Council.
We're actually seeing a huge drop ever since President Trump was able to get that deal. And again, he did this without Congress. This is another reason why I just don't think that a deal is going to get done with Congress. But he was able to strike a deal with the Mexican government that any president prior to him would have loved to have had. And since that deal has been, since he was able to strike that deal, we've seen a drop in nearly a third of the number of people that were crossing the border prior to the month of June. So we're already seeing the huge dividends of that experience that President Trump brought to the Oval Office. And frankly, it's paying really, really well for the Border Patrol agents. No. And we're ecstatic to see this drop.
A self-described soft Marxist Mexican president has done more for our border security than the Democrats in the United States Congress. Think about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the producers of Global Warming and Don't Eat Raw Brussels Sprouts comes the most horrifying movie of the year. Red Meat Can Kill You. See how eating red meat can increase the risk of death. The New York Times says delicious. The Washington Post says I'll have mine with a baked potato. Elsie the cow says moo. Red meat can kill you. Rated R. Some images may be too intense for vegetarians.
Yes, and it's really good to eat too. Okay. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, the hottest conversation in all of Greenville, mornings 6 to 10. Texture rates. Good morning from Daytona Beach, Tara. Marcus from Greenville. Oh, Marcus is traveling all over the... I don't know why he's traveling, but he's all over the place. He's got the radio.com app, and he hasn't missed a beat. Well, be safe, Marcus. Hope you come home soon. Texture rates. Trump is calling squirrel, 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 psycho bunny. And they are out there circling, moving closer, impotent, frustrated. That was kind of a deep text. Thank you. Texture rates. Trump didn't attack Iran. He seriously is the worst Hitler ever. Oh, my God. No, the Democrats were all ready for war, right? Because it was going to be bad. It was going to be Trump's fault. And so Beto O'Rourke puts together this tax plan. He's going to tax like middle and upper middle class people and rich people and all whatever to pay for the war, right? So it's a punishment. Because Trump's a lunatic warmonger, as we all know. And then Trump didn't have the war. And so poor Beto, man, he's left high and dry again. It's like somebody stole his skateboard. He looks like a moron. Chuck Schumer, though. I had a Democrat Chuck Schumer. He takes the cake. He just branded Trump a madman for not killing the Iranians. Let me get this straight. Donald Trump is a dangerous, reckless madman, all because he decided not to bomb Iran and kill 150 people. These people are nuts, folks. They're crazy. They truly... Wait till you hear the audio I have from Nancy Pelosi at 7:06. They have gone full-on loop job. Yeah, you know what? I'll give you a sneak peek. I don't often do this. I make you listen. But let me just get... This is just part of it, okay? She's talking about interior enforcement by ICE and the Border Patrol. She's talking about rounding up people who have deportation orders from a U.S. court of law. Their case has been adjudicated. They have been ordered to leave. They are in defiance of the law. Okay? Listen to what the Speaker of the United States of America said about interior enforcement. All of it. And by enforcement, she meant, you know, rounding up illegal immigrants, any illegal immigrants who are here.
In terms of interior enforcement, what is the what's the point? I won't even go into what the motivation might be for that.
What's your point? Just let them stay. It'll be fine. What's the point? Let's just give up. Let's just give up. Let's just let them stay. I mean, just let them stay. We can all live here. You can pay the bills, right? You can pay their bill. You'll be fine. By the way, speaking of who we would be allowing to stay. Oh, and I don't have that. I was going to do it. Insane the stats on who is in these caravans now. I had it right in front of me, and now I can't find it. Darn it, I hate when that happens. I hear this happened to Rush, and I know exactly what his state of his mind. Anyway, I'll get that for later on in the show. Meanwhile, do you realize that Google handles 92% of the searches and search traffic in the United States of America? 92%. They own Yahoo, and Yahoo has another like 2.6%. Okay. So they got it all. Google completely controls what you see, and that is how you control an election. Well, Project Veritas, thank God for them doing, you know, real journalism, which today, I mean, I should look for this guy to end up in prison, because that's where you end up if you're doing real journalism, like, you know, unbiased actual journalism. You end up in prison. So, I mean, I can't imagine they're going to let him stay out too much longer. I mean, that's what they're doing with these people these days. I mean, if you conduct journalism and you're not part of an official outfit like the Washington Post or ABC or something, I mean, you go to prison, they find a reason to put you there. This is unbefreaking-leavable. A top Google employee, she's actually an executive, Jen Janai, this is from Breitbart News, stated on camera that the company shouldn't be broken up because only they can prevent the next Trump situation. Here are her exact words. These are chilling. Elizabeth Warren, you know, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's running for president. Senator Elizabeth Warren is saying we should break up Google. And like I love her, but she's very misguided. Like, that will not make it better. It will make it worse. Because all these smaller companies don't have the same resources we do that will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation. It's like a small company can't do that. Hey, wow. Let's read this again. These smaller companies who don't have the same resources we do will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation. It's like a small company cannot do that. Charged by who? Who charged Google with preventing Trump from winning again? Who? Who are they taking orders from? That's creepy. This corroborates other leaks from Google. Earlier this year, former Google software engineer Mike Wacker published emails appearing to show that a manager at the tech giant told one of their subordinates the company had to stop fake news and hate speech because that's how Trump won. You know what happened to the video, by the way? Google owns YouTube. The video, you know, of their executive describing at length how they plan to prevent Trump from winning, which, by the way, is illegal. That is a massive in-kind donation which violates election limits. Has to be reported. And so it's illegal, but nobody cares. Do you know what they did with the video? Take a guess. They censored it. It's banned. Too dangerous for you to see a thing like that. Journalism is not allowed in the United States of America. Not anymore. Headline, Google censors video. Exposing Google's censorship. This is the country we live in, folks. Yes, it used to be the government would oppress you. But we have Google for that now. They've outsourced it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. What if you planned a war and nobody came? Yeah, I think that's what the Democrats did. All right, good news this morning. Wow, it's going to be a crazy day at 7 o'clock and I'm already done with my coffee. Normally it'd take me the whole show, so I'm pretty amped up. According to a new study, drinking coffee just might help you burn off fat. Researchers found that coffee can stimulate something called brown fat in your body, which heats up and burns calories. So there you go. If you don't feel like exercising, drink more coffee, maybe. Now, this will be debunked 2 months from now, you understand. But I'm going to believe, right? Settled science. You just call anything settled science these days, right? Researchers found that coffee can stimulate something called the brown fat in your body. It's a special kind of fat that heats up and burns calories. I don't think I have that kind. I don't think I do. No, I have a kind that doesn't heat up and burn calories. All right. There right now, that isn't a license to start drinking 2 dozen cups of coffee a day and hoping it makes you supermodel skinny. I don't see why not. I'll try anything, right? You too. Come on, admit it. Anyway, the researchers say more studies are needed, you think? But for now, this link between coffee and burning fat does look promising. Oh, I hope it's true. Nothing this good in life, folks, though, is ever true, is it really? No, it's not. Meanwhile, over 2,000 people, were you one of these? We have a lot of North Carolina listeners. Over 2,000 people hit a lottery jackpot with the numbers. Are you ready for this? 0000. Which is a reminder that you don't have to try so hard all the time. You know, sometimes you can come out on top even with minimal effort. This was on Saturday that over 2,000 people in North Carolina hit the jackpot with 0000. About half of them bought $1 tickets and got a $5,000 payout. That's a nice investment payout. The other half bought 50-cent tickets and they won $2,500. The odds of matching all four numbers in the Carolina Pick 4 game are 1 in 10,000. But it turns out the all zeros combo is one of the more popular sets of numbers people play. Total payout of $7.8 million is the largest in the game's history. The previous record was $7.5 million. It happened in 2012. Love to hear from you if you were one of the winners. All right. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Coming up on the show, I don't know where this is heading, folks. It's crisis at the border every day, right? It is. And we just had the Speaker of the House of the United States of America declare that that interior enforcement's a waste of time. We shouldn't do it. Like, at all. At all. Wait to hear what else she said.
In terms of interior enforcement, what is the what's the point? I won't even go into what the motivation might be for that.
National security, honey? That's popular. Used to be, anyway. How about national security? That's a start. Not living in terror? Do you realize, by the way, those caravans that were coming up here? 25% criminal rate. I mean, these people coming up, they're not like your mama and your daddy. They're not your grandparents. They're not that. These, I mean, we have already taken the whole third world. Now this, the criminals are coming. That's what they're doing. I mean, this is insane. Recent caravans of foreign nationals included more than, are you ready for this, 1,500 previously deported convicted criminal illegal aliens, nearly 30 of which were convicted of sex crimes. I mean, this is what we're letting into our country. And this is the Speaker of the United States' reaction to that.
In terms of interior enforcement, what is the what's the point? I won't even go into what the motivation might be for that.
What's the point? Let's just quit. Which is exactly what illegal immigrants like this illegal alien, Washington State, raped a woman, raped her, Francisco Carranza Ramirez, 35, judge, this is in Washington, so it's sanctuary state, raped a 32-year-old woman, who was, by the way, bound to a wheelchair, but nobody cares, because of her disability. The judge bonded him out, let him out. Do you know why? Because he only got like 13 months for it. He'd already served 9. They decided that was enough, right? So, of course, he's got a deportation removal order, right? But sanctuary city, so they blocked ICE from picking him up. Do you know what he did? Got out, went right back and found her, raped her again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.